Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 202 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to get an update, finally, at long last, about Melanie's Nordstrom booty situation. It was the gasp heard around the podcast last week, and so she's going to get us up to speed on that. We're going to talk about Perry's upcoming 50th birthday. We're going to talk about high school football and college football and the joy of watching Dak Prescott play again, even in a loss. It's a good time. As always, we're so glad you're here. And as a reminder, you can find so many of the things that we mention on the podcast in our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 202. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have to start off exactly where we left off last week, because somebody even said to me on Instagram today that your gasp was akin to Eliza in Hamilton. It was filled with so much mystery, and everybody wants an update.
Listen, I have gotten so many messages about that gasp and people saying like it made them drop something, like as they listened in their own home, like where they slammed on the brakes of the car. Like it really genuinely, and I thought this, I felt like that gasp, it was such a raw, unfiltered moment for me. And I feel like this is what I'm saying is like to have to live with me on a daily basis.
Right.
That I was that dramatic over my boots at Nordstrom.
Maybe it was an Amazon Prime van pulling up. I don't know. But I mean, it was the shock that you communicated with that gasp. It was memorable. So now I know the update, but
yes,
you should.
I was truly shook, obviously, by what had happened.
As well, so, you should have been.
Well, yes. So, but I will tell you, the minute, and I know this won't shock you, the minute we got off the phone, I immediately called Nordstrom.
Yes.
I said, and here's what I'm going to tell you about Nordstrom. They knew that it was me, I guess, by my phone number. I said, I had an order that was canceled. And I said, I'd ordered during the sale. And I said, but now I see that those booties are back in stock in my size. Can you explain to me? And she said, yes, Mrs. Shankel, are you talking about the Mark Fisher O'Shea booties? And I was like, well, yes, I am. As a matter of fact, and she said, yes, she said, it appears, she said, sometimes what happens is things sell out during the sale and then with returns and restocks, blah, blah, blah. All that to be said, she was like, I will get those in the mail to you today at the sale price adjusted. And I had them 2 days later.
So what I don't know, because we haven't talked since sometime middle of last week.
Yeah.
Is how did they fit?
Listen, I love them. It was really one of those things where I was like, now it's been such a thing. I'm going to be so disappointed if they don't work. But they are everything that I had been wanting in a booty. They're perfect. I love how they come up a little bit higher. That really works. I know that doesn't work for
you.
I'm not
bitter at all about my arch, my calves, and the whole thing. And the fact that I could not even get my foot down in that shoe. And it is gorgeous. I'm so happy for you, though.
Well,
so
I'm
here with the happiness in my voice.
I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled for you. Good for you and your normal arches. So all that to say, I love the color. I love the heel height. I love that they have a pointier toe than anything else I have.
They really are gorgeous. I mean,
yeah,
exceptional, I would say.
I agree. And I think that, you know, sometimes I feel like I've gotten stuff during the Nordstrom anniversary sale, and I hate to talk bad about Nordstrom since they just got my booties to me at the sale price. But sometimes I get stuff from the anniversary sale and it comes in and you're like, oh, I see why this was on sale. Like, right. This is something they saw the writing on the wall that it wasn't going to sell at full price. But like, these really are as good. Like, I'm like, they feel like a $200 booty that I got for $100. Yeah. So, I think I will wear the heck out of them. I mean, now, truth be told, they do have like a 3.5-inch heel, which is a heel that's much higher than I wear in any kind of normal setting, unless I'm like going to a party and or an occasion and or speaking at something, which I really have no plans to be doing any of those things over the next 6 months. But I thought, well, I'm going to keep them because at some point, God willing, life will return back to normal, or we'll all be in heaven with Jesus. And so,
right. Or you'll just look really good walking outside to cook some hamburgers. And then you'll look really good when you walk back in because your booties will be on point.
That's exactly right. So all that to say, Nordstrom customer service was exceptional. They got my boots to me. I love them. I'm so happy I'm keeping them.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. All's well that ends well. I mean, I had people that were like, I thought the raccoons had come in your living room. I thought you'd seen another snake in the toilet. But now you can appreciate how I reacted when I did see that snake in the toilet, if that's how I'm going to act after my Nordstrom boots being canceled.
I know. And I feel like maybe the boots may have gotten a bigger reaction. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Because on a spectrum of tragedy, that felt a little more tragic.
Mm-hmm, it really did. Well, yeah. I've decided that I apparently am a person who, if I can't travel, I'm just going to shop. I think I came home today to two packages, and one of them, you'll be glad to know. So Melanie has become my personal Anthropology shopper. This has really been the great gift of quarantine. In light of all the sadness and the hard things, one thing I'm delighted about is that Melanie now keeps her eye out for stuff for me at Anthropology because I'm not good at tracking sales. Uh-huh. So one day last week, there was a pair of pants we had discussed a couple of weeks before. And so those went on sale. And then there was another pair that Melanie thought looked just like me. And so I was trying to decide between the two, and I ordered one, and then I couldn't sleep that night. So I got up and ordered the other one. Like, maybe that second pair of pants would soothe my mind, my heart. Anyway, the pair that you picked out, the wide-legged pants that you picked out, came in today, and I have to say, they're darling.
Oh, okay. Have you tried them on?
I did. I tried them on. I probably, honestly, could have size down.
Okay.
I'm always worried about stuff that, you know, sometimes stuff that's like pull on, and these have like drawstring waist, they'll get hung up on your hips, and I don't ever tighten my hips because they're not good for sitting, and pants should be good for sitting. How about we put that on a t-shirt? And so, but they're really cute, and I think I will wear them sometime in the next, I don't know, 3 to 4 days.
Okay. So, you could wear them with your new sneakers.
I could wear them, which I wore my new sneakers today.
Okay.
Well, and I love them. They're so comfortable, but I think I will. I think I'm going to swap them out. You know, I have to pick my outfits out now on Sunday because Rita is trying to make me have a routine.
Yes.
But I think I may sub them because they're really cute.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited. And then the other pair hasn't come in yet.
They haven't come in yet. So.
Okay.
One day they will.
Well, I can't wait. I love both pairs of pants. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you how much. Well, and they're both Farm Rio, which I feel like is my new favorite brand.
Me too.
2020. My new favorite.
Yeah. There's a shirt dress on Anthropologie's website. Now listen, I have not worn anything that required me to fasten a belt about my waist since about 1990.
Yeah.
But there's a shirt dress on the website that's got the cutest. It's so cute. The pattern is so good. So, and now the sale's over. So I really felt, I mean, like I had saved so much money, you know, when those pants came in today, because they would have been so much more if I had
40% more. 40% is nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. I feel like I've learned like your 20% just basically covers your like shipping cost if you're not getting free shipping.
Right. Don't you feel like Perry and David would be tickled to listen to our lesson on economics? I think they would really
I can't
feel like we figured some things out. We have figured it out. But I agree, 40% off gets my attention. So and these are great pants. They'll last for a while, you know. They're an investment piece. So that's what mama used to say about stuff. It's an investment piece.
Yes. But I feel like with the bright colors, to me, they could be a summer pant. They could be a winter pant. They could be, you could wear them with sandals and a white shirt. You could wear them with a black long sleeve top and sneakers or booties or whatever. I feel like the sky is the limit.
I do too. I'm very excited about them. They're very cute. So,
okay. Well, that I'm thrilled. I felt like those, I had really loved the jogger style and I still do. I'll be interested to hear how those work, but I always feel like a wide leg is just such a great option when it's available.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you another thing that I bought at Anthropologie a few months ago that has really, that I did not wear at all at first because I was home, but now that I have gone back to work, I have worn it several times and I think I will continue to wear the fire out of it. And it is a cloth and stone denim shirt. I think it's called I think it's called the Zia button down. And it's just a denim shirt. It's got a little fray down the, whatever you call that thing where the buttons are. It's got a word. I don't know what it is.
The placket.
Thank you. Down the placket. And it is the softest shirt. And it's a just a just enough oversized, you know, where you don't fool with it at all. I don't know. It's so comfortable, so soft. And it was another thing that somehow I wound up getting on sale. And it was, I would have paid full price for it.
Yeah. It's that good. I have two cloth and stone shirts that I've gotten. I bet both of them are at least 3 years old, but they're just the button down. And one is like a light chambray and the other is a white one. And they are the best because that's it, is they're soft, they're comfortable. I love the white one. In fact, I think I put one like it on when I did a white shirt thing, which is actually saved in my highlights on Instagram, but like of some of my favorite white shirts, because it's a good one because it's a button down, but it's not see-through at all because it's that soft material.
So, and the other thing is they're long enough in the front, but it doesn't look like you're wearing your husband's shirt.
Yes.
Which is a whole trick because I don't want anybody's short denim shirt. Not interested.
No.
I want it to be long enough, but I also don't want it to look like I have somehow taken a dress shirt, you know, or a man's shirt. So anyway, it's really cute.
Okay. Yeah. I like when a shirt has a feminine cut, but it isn't too.
Yes.
Fitted, you know, like I don't need it. I'm going to tell you that I worked out today with Brent, my trainer, and I'm going to tell you that we did a series of ab workouts that like, I probably won't be able to stand up right tomorrow is what I'm telling you. And I told him halfway through, I said, listen, I said, this is why I buy shirts that hide that problem area. Like I don't really, the day of me actually showing my stomach, like that day is past. Right. So you know, just
this would really just be personal pride at this point. it's not for anyone else's perusal.
No. And I mean, I'm like, I didn't have a six pack at 21. So there's no reason to think I'm going to have one at 50, nor do I really want one. So it's too much work.
Good for you. That's what I say.
Well, I know, but I'm saying my point is I like a shirt that just kind of covers all that. Yes. Is what I'm saying. So. Yes,
absolutely.
Hey everybody, it's me, taking a quick break to tell you about Native Deodorant. Y'all know that I believe in good products, and I believe in products that help you take care of yourself, and that's what got me into Native Deodorant. Here's the thing, my Native Deodorant doesn't just block odor better, it's made better. It has ingredients that you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter and tapioca starch. Okay, maybe not that last one, but I know about tapioca pudding. But it has real natural ingredients, and that makes me feel better because y'all know that I love some natural ingredients. It's also vegan, and it's never tested on animals. And with over 10 scents, even seasonal scents, Native has something for everyone. Their most popular classic scents are coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and a citrus and herbal. My personal favorite right now is the lavender and rose. It just feels a little more fall to me, and I've really been enjoying it. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout for 20% off your first order. Now, did y'all have high school football this weekend?
We had high school football. We won. We enjoyed it so much. We did senior night. I think everybody around here seems to be doing senior night a little early just in case something unforeseen happens.
Exactly.
That may be something that goes the distance after this. You know, we just do senior night first game. You never know.
Exactly.
But it was our first home game. So we had senior night, which was fun and so sweet and bittersweet because that's the class that Alex started off with when he was in K-4, you know, and then we did that year TK, but you know, that's his age essentially. Mm-hmm. So that was sweet. And, we won and he got to play a good bit and had a blast and, you know, it's just fun to kind of break it down when he got home and talk about all that stuff. And then we have another home game this week. So,
okay. That is so exciting. Mm-hmm.
And there was football on Saturday.
Oh, listen, I mean, I felt like this Saturday felt like, it was one of those Saturdays where I was like, oh, there's so many games on. It was like, we were back to that where it was like, I could turn on ESPN and there was a game. CBS had a game on, ABC had a game. It was glorious to have all the football options.
Well, I thought about you because Alex posted some kind of meme on his Insta story that was, I can't even remember what the graphic was, but it was essentially somebody in tears and surrounded by people who were celebrating. And the person in tears was labeled Big 12.
Uh-huh. That's
and then the people celebrating were like SEC, ACC and all that. Yeah. Stuff. Which, sorry, Big 12. It's not a great day.
I thought considering that we're in the midst of a pandemic, I felt like there were a couple things that were very true to football season already for me. Mm-hmm. Number one, it was nice to see the game day people back at the desk together, except without Corso, obviously.
Right.
So I thought that was nice. I thought the fact that the Big 12 took a big, I was about to say something. They had a big upset. That's what happened. And early on that Iowa State, who was ranked whatever they were, 18, they lost. And then you had, but here's the other thing, and I have to go ahead and say this and I'll own it. So you had Iowa State lost to Louisiana Lafayette.
Right. The Raging Cajuns.
The Raging Cajuns, who I have a tender spot in my heart for.
I do too. Primarily because every time they host a baseball regional, the commentators always talk about how the field down there is like 112 degrees.
Yeah.
And I always think those boys love baseball.
That's right.
For that to be your home team, for you to play on that field in the heat of the early summer.
I know. Well, and do you remember, because I talk about this in Nobody's Cuter, that when I was in college that we tailgated with some Raging Cajuns when they came to College Station. And
yes.
It's one of my favorite mm-hmm. tailgating memories ever because mm-hmm. They were so gracious and so kind. So, and mm-hmm. then K-State lost to Arkansas State.
Right.
Another upset. Here's what both of those upsets had in common. That as I watched both of them happen, it was remarked upon by the announcers that the last time either of those teams had upset a ranked team, it was Texas A&M.
It feels right.
It does.
It feels like they could have said Mississippi State just as easily.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, this feels mm-hmm. right that now that we, that, you know, it was unprecedented then and it's unprecedented mm-hmm. now for mm-hmm. a legitimately ranked team to lose to one of these Sunbelt opponents. So that felt accurate to me. The other thing was, it's I felt like the Longhorns beat the University of Texas at El Paso, UTEP. And listen, no disrespect to UTEP at all, but once again, of course, they're already ready to be crowned the national champions because they beat UTEP. And that feels so on brand for college football every season that Texas comes out, they have some big win against some small school and everybody's like, oh yeah, they're going to be playing Alabama for the national championship. And you're like, really? Why don't we see if they can get past Iowa State first?
So what you're saying is you felt some normalcy. I felt
a little bit of because I had
mm-hmm, familiar feelings.
Yes. Because here's the thing. It felt like a normal Saturday because I had hatred in my heart. I also had joy in my heart. I also was rooting for Duke to beat Notre Dame, which didn't end up happening.
Right.
You know, I was glad to see Clemson come out because, of course, now I can't help but love Trevor Lawrence. So I was so happy to get to see him on the field because I feel like he kind of got all of this moving in the right direction.
Well,
and so anyway, that's it.
Well, and I was so happy last night to see Dak, even though the Cowboys lost.
Mm-hmm.
Dak came into that stadium and he had on a Mississippi State mask. He had on a classic white mask with a maroon bulldog in the corner of it. About
that.
16 people sent me a picture of it because, you know, we love Dak. And so I was happy to see him back out there. I wish they had won, but they didn't.
Yeah, I know.
It's
listen, I'm just so glad to have it back. I'm glad to, you know, to have some normalcy. I'm glad to have something to watch on Saturdays because that's just like my background, you know, like I don't even half the time I'm not even watching the game. I just like to have it on while I'm doing all my stuff. It just feels normal to hear it all. So,
well, I was so happy because when I woke up Saturday morning after, you know, when we had been to a football game, we had been out, you know, I mean, not, we weren't out late. That sounds ridiculous, but we stayed up late talking. And then I wake up and a couple of people had tagged me on social media so I could see a play, the last play of the game between Hillcrest and Wetumpka, which are two Alabama schools. And let me tell you what, I have never seen anything like it. We'll put the link in the show notes. It was, I mean, the only thing that thing needed was music, like the chicken dance or something behind.
Yeah.
I mean, just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Because how many times did they toss that ball or just sort of scoop it to somebody?
I mean, a million, and it kept working. I kept thinking, is that the end of the play? Like, is that the end of the play? But then what tickled me so much about it was, is it felt like listening to the parents that you could hear on the video. It was like I was sitting next to you at a game because somebody's mama was just like, somebody run. Like,
I saw myself in that moment. Somebody pass it. What are they doing? Like, so good. But it was just as many times as we've seen some sort of desperation play at the end of the game, you know, because Hillcrest was behind. And then they just, so it took them a full 45 seconds, I feel like. But but it worked out for them. It sure did.
It did. It was crazy. That was one of the craziest plays. Because, I mean, I've seen people try to do that. And I've even seen people succeed at doing that, but not for that long. Like, it just went on and on and on. It was
crazy. There were two fumbles.
Yeah.
One I thought they were not going to get. And then, I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. And to, for
it
there
really
not to
was.
Be a penalty in all of that, too.
That's it. As I kept thinking, surely at some point this ball's going to get whistled dead, you know, like it just, because it's like you can't have it go a certain direction or it negates the whole. So I was like, the fact that it worked was astounding.
Well, it was fantastic. So we'll be sure to link to that.
Hey, everybody, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Pros. As I've gotten older, my hair is so much drier than it used to be, which drives me crazy. And dry equals frizzy, which is no good. The thing is, there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to shampoo and conditioner. We need products that are suited for our unique needs and don't leave us disappointed and with frizzy hair. Thanks to my personalized Pro shampoo and conditioner, I am living my best hair life again. Pros knows there's more to you than just your hair type, and so they've given over 1 million consultations with an in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. The quiz, which there again, I love a quiz, asks you everything from what is your hair texture and your hair concerns to your eating habits and where you live. It takes the time to consider all factors that contribute to your hair health and the way your hair looks. I love that. My favorite thing right now is the Pros pre-shampoo hair mask, and I use it once a week. It has silicone and plant collagen. It's got charcoal to detoxify my scalp and a combination of oils that leaves my hair so soft and shiny without weighing it down, which is crucial for me. I can already tell that my hair is healthier and stronger every time I use it. I use it, I rinse it out, I shampoo with my Pros shampoo and conditioner. And did I mention that you can choose the scent that you would like? That's a game changer. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take back your products with no questions asked. Even better. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair quiz and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/bigboo. That's PROSE.com/bigboo for your free in-depth hair quiz and 15% off.
What else is going on with y'all?
Well, I'm going to tell you, so you'll appreciate it. So Perry turns 50 in October.
Yes, he does.
He turns 50. Mm-hmm. And so, because, you know, his birthday's 3 days after yours.
Right.
October 6th. And so I had been thinking in my mind, part of me had thought, maybe I'm going to try to throw him a surprise party for his 50th birthday.
Okay.
And then I remembered that a friend of ours years ago threw a surprise party for his wife. And he made the comment at the party. He said, this has been the most stressful thing I've ever done. I feel like I've been having an affair for like 3 months. Like, I'm so stressed out, like worried about who knows what, and who to tell what, and worried about your text messages. And I thought, you know what? I'm not equipped for that. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. And Perry's too intuitive. So I'm like, I'm never going to get it past him anyway. So like, why even save myself the, you know, why even put myself through it?
Right.
Only for him to surely find out.
Right.
So today I threw out to him, I said, hey, I said, you're going to be turning 50. And I said, I was thinking it would be fun to have like a little party or something. And I'm going to tell you that I am glad that I brought it up to him, because what I'm going to tell you is that I had apparently picked the Saturday that is the opening of deer season. And so not he nor none of his friends were going to be able to come to his party.
Perry would like to RSVP. No. He said, no, thank you.
I've been laughing so hard that I'm like, oh, see, this is why I didn't need to try to make it a surprise party, because I would have killed myself to throw a surprise party that nobody would come to, including the guest of honor.
So what are you going to do? Do you have a plan now?
No, well, we don't know. So now he agreed that he thought it would be fun to have a couple of friends come over or do something. And so we're trying to figure that out. I don't know. We'll figure out. I mean, what we may end up doing is doing it like 3 weeks early or 2 weeks early, so that we don't have to, because here's the thing, he's wanting it to be smaller than what I was planning on, and he's wanting it to be a different weekend. So essentially it kind of becomes the equivalent of like, let's call three people to see if they want to come over for burgers.
You know, like, it's maybe Perry's just going to fry some fish for himself. That's what I'm wondering.
I'll make a cake. That's the end. Mm-hmm. So it kind of took that. It took the pressure away a little bit. So we don't know what we're going to do or if we're going to do anything, but all that to say is, you know, sometimes it's like there's the Instagram world that you live in of like, we're going to have this great, I'm going to throw this surprise party. And it's going to be, no, he would have said that was terrible, because none of his friends, they'd all rather be hunting deer. So,
well, you know, when I turned 50, David threw a party for me, and I knew that there was something, but I didn't know what it was. Like, I knew we were going to do something, but I didn't know what he was planning. I think he would tell you that you're making the right call.
Okay.
Because I think it was stressful. And I think what was probably the most stressful part was wondering what my reaction was going to be, because I hate to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And usually when there's a birthday party for you, you're the center of attention.
Yes.
So
that's how it works.
You know, you worry about like, am I going to get around to talk to everybody or I don't know. But so he would probably say, I mean, and then when David turned 50, I took him on a trip, but that's not really an option. So, and nor would Perry want a trip.
No, Perry didn't want a trip because, as you know, he told me 2 weeks ago, he hates vacation. So he doesn't want to go anywhere. So that's, you know, so that's the whole deal. So there's no trip. But now for me, because I turn 50 next August, I do want a trip, because that's going to all coincide with, I'm going to turn 50 and drop Caroline off at college, and I'm going to need to go somewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
So, that is, cause you know, I'm like, I don't like a party. I don't like not a party where I'm the center of attention. So I'm not interested in that option.
Well, I will say, I think it's good to know what your preference is and to roll with that. I would plan 6 trips right now if it were possible. You know what I mean?
I know.
I miss travel and I miss live music. Those are the things that I really wish I could make happen. But
I agree. I agree with that. And you know, I don't even like traveling that much, but it's just getting to go somewhere different than where you've been. But the other thing about turning 50 is, what I'm going to tell you is that I went walking with a friend like last Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And we walked the whole neighborhood for probably like an hour and a half, which is a lot longer than I normally do any kind of walking. But you know, we were talking and going, and so it was all fine. I'm going to tell you that I have done something to my foot.
Oh no.
I can't, like, it's the outside of my foot, It's my right foot. And I was wearing my Adidas Ultra Boost, which have been great shoes for me. But all of a sudden, and so like now every night I'm having to like get the lacrosse ball and like work on my foot and ice my foot. And then like today I went to Brent's and he had me do half a mile on the treadmill and it like started bothering me again. So like now I'm like, do I have an old lady foot problem? Is that, and of course I told Perry, I said, hey, I did something to my foot. And he's like, well, you're 50. He said, your feet are going to be messed up. And I was like that.
Listen, I like just the straight shooting absence of hope there. Just
yeah,
what you gonna do about it? It's gonna happen.
You're do you feel like it's gonna happen?
Like a bone fracture, or do you feel like you pulled something?
No, I think it's a strained. Caroline says she thinks it's plantar fasciitis, but I thought that was more the arch of your foot, and this is like the outside of my foot. I think I stressed something.
Okay.
And then I did ask Brent today and he did tell me, he said he thinks it's probably because I need different shoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, if you over pronate, listen, you know how I like to follow the Gate Happens Instagram.
Yes.
I'm aware. Terminology. So if you over pronate, you could have done something. You may need more support on the outside of your shoes.
Mm-hmm. That may be it. Well, and these Adidas, like I've had them since January. And I do think because I've been working out regularly because of quarantine and everything else, they've probably gotten a lot more wear than my previous running shoes have.
Yeah.
So it could be that they're a little worn down. So.
Well, I say all that to say, I realized a couple of weeks ago, you know, I had two pair that I alternated during quarantine and the green pair was the newer of the two, but I kind of realized a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, I am feeling a lot of the ground underneath me. Like these.
Okay.
They're kind of getting close to shot. So because I walk more on trails now, I got more of a trail shoe. And because I've tried two kinds of Brooks and neither one worked for my foot. They were too loose in the heel and they were a little too firm. And so I got an Ultra, which I've never had that brand before, but my friend Heather got it and really loves it. And so I got an Ultra shoe that's more for trails and it's that, it has that zero drop. Like normally your walking shoe has like a 6 millimeter drop or an 8 millimeter drop where the heel is a little bit higher. This has zero, which is what the Gate Happens people always say you need, that you need a zero drop shoe. It allows your foot to function more like your foot is supposed to function, and a very wide toe box. So your toes can splay out more.
Okay.
And I will say it is quite comfortable. It is very comfortable. So I've only worn it once to go on a fairly long walk, but I'm going to wear them again this afternoon.
So. Okay. Well, I may need to know more about that because I was like, do I go buy a new pair of Adidas Ultra Boost? Because those have always worked for me. Because as you know, I had also said that when the weather cools off, that I was going to try to get back into my couch to 5K.
Yes.
And now I'm like, I'm going to need a different shoe. I'm going to need something different.
I think you need to go to Fleet Feet and let them.
I know.
And let them watch you walk and run. And
yeah,
I mean, they're good at you know, being able to kind of say, nope, that's not what you need. Here's what you should wear.
Yeah. But here's my only issue with Fleet Feet. They are good at that. But then they come out and they're like, here's a good shoe for you. And it's some ugly looking shoe. And I'm like, no, I'm going to need that.
You may have to tell them the look of a shoe is important to you. So you would like the best looking option.
Yeah, because I'm not going to wear an ugly looking shoe because, I mean, I'm sure, you know, my meemaw swore by those Sass shoes, but I'm sure they were great for her feet, but I'm not wearing those. I'm not doing that. So that's what I got to figure out. But I definitely need, because I do want to start, but I wondered, see, the trail shoe option makes me wonder because we did walk through, we have all those nature trails and that is where I'm tending to walk the dogs a lot or because it's been so hot. So see, I wonder if maybe that's part of the problem. If I need more of a trail shoe.
You might. And these are not hiking shoes. They're just, you know, more for like walking on pine straw and gravel and all that kind of stuff. And I will say, I also have tried new socks because your foot moves differently inside your shoe on a trail. You know, like there's more motion inside the shoe because there's stops and starts and turns and
yeah,
kind of stuff and roots and all that stuff. So I tried a new sock that I really like. And because I've been fairly, I don't know if you can be loyal to a sock, but I've really liked the features. But I've tried something, I think it's called the I'm going to say it wrong, but I think it's Belega or Belega.
Yes, I know those.
Okay, the Ultra Glide friction-free, no-show running sock. And they're very soft, very comfortable. So I like them.
Okay, that's a good, I think a good sock. I have a pair of those.
We are 107, by the way. Well, since you're talking about our shoes and our socks and our wide toe box.
Exactly.
And overpronation.
Mm-hmm. If we start talking about bunions, we're just going to encourage y'all to go find a new podcast to listen to. It's time.
It's time.
Hey, everybody. It's me taking a quick break to tell you about Care Of. Care Of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. Here's what I'd love. You can get vitamins and supplements delivered to you right on your doorstep, which y'all know is my very favorite way to receive anything. Care Of makes taking your vitamins and supporting your health goals so easy and attainable, and it's so much less confusing than having to stand in the aisle and try to figure out what exactly you need. Plus, they have a new skin and hair collection that helps you work on your beauty goals with a combination of targeted ingredients for hair, skin, and nails. This is my love language. And what I love is your recommendations come in daily, individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting into a routine, because I can just set that packet next to my coffee, and in the morning I take it and I don't have to think about what I need to take and when I need to take it. It's so easy. It's quality that you can see and taste with good for you clean ingredients that are backed by science. And the most fun part is there's an online quiz. You know I love an online quiz. So it's a 5-minute quiz that asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns, all the things that you want. You know that I focused on my skin. And you answer easy questions like, how much sleep do you get? How often do you work out? Do you follow any kind of diets? What are you most concerned about? And then they come up with a custom plan for you. You can adjust your packet anytime, and what you receive is totally up to you, but I love having someone do the work for me. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code BIGBOOCAST50. Again, for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code BIGBOOCAST50.
Now, speaking of getting older and aging,
this feels like a real good transition, by the way.
Doesn't it?
That was on the fly. That was even better than since the dawn of time.
Since the dawn of time. Mm-hmm. I've been sitting on this for 3 weeks because you know that I like to try something out before I just blanket recommend it.
For sure.
And so I'm going to tell you that I was on Twitter, I don't remember when, a month ago, and I saw that Southern Living, which by the way, was what originally led me to the rosehip oil.
Okay.
Was a Southern Living article. I saw somebody say, it was like Southern Living had tweeted, and it was like, check out this great retinol option. Thousands of great reviews on Amazon, blah, blah, blah. So I'm a sucker. I click over. So I order this because of course I do. I'm like, I get it. So it's this because I needed a new moisturizer, and I love the stronger retinols, but I can't use them every night because it makes me peel. And so I kept going through this whole thing of like, and I thought about you because there was a time like a month ago, it was right after it happened to you, and I had so exfoliated my face that like I went to work out and I was like, my face is on fire. Like mm-hmm. this is, but anyway, it's this Kleem, it's Kleem. We'll put it in the show notes. It's Kleem Organics Anti-Aging Retinol Moisturizer.
Okay. That sounds like a caftan description on Amazon.
Doesn't it? It's mm-hmm. And when you look at their whole thing, I mean, I shortened it, but it's a jar. It's $26.97. It's got that little air pump thing that I like where you push the little top down and then just what you need comes mm-hmm. out of the little top thing. And it's got 2.5% retinol, but it's got green tea and hyaluronic acid and vitamin E and is it jojoba oil?
I think so.
Jojoba, jojoba, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's got that oil in it. I'm going to tell you, I've started using it every single night.
Okay.
And I love it.
I might be able to use this one.
It's because I think you will, because it's really like I put it on and it's very moisturizing. Like it's, so I'm getting the retinol, but it also is, it feels like the Skin by Blair one that I used that was significantly more expensive.
Right.
That I loved, but I was like, I just don't feel like, but for $26, I'm like, oh, this works. So it has become my new nighttime. And I'm going to tell you, here is my biggest thing. So Perry was gone all last week fishing. And when he came home, I was helping him get stuff out of his truck or whatever. And he said, hey, your skin looks really good. Now,
okay.
Part of that could be that he's been married to me long enough to know, like, hey, if you want to get lucky, tell her skin looks good.
Well, that's always an option. But I'm just going to go ahead and click over on to this link right here that you have put in our notes.
Uh-huh. I am going to tell you, and it does have a ton of really good reviews. And that's what I was like, well, it can't hurt. But I'm saying, I mean, I think I found my new retinol moisturizer because I love the Luna oil and all that stuff, but it just gets so pricey. And I was like, if there's a better option, and I like the way that feels. I will also tell you that I have made a discovery and I have been very mindful of it lately. And I'm just, maybe everybody else doesn't do this, but I have noticed that I do it, is I've noticed when I put on my moisturizer at night, I really neglect my under eye area.
Me too. Like,
I put it on and I'm focused, like my cheeks, my forehead, like I'll get it on my neck. But like there was one night that I went and I just kind of delicately like put it under my eyes. And it was like, I could feel that skin. I was like, oh, I never, unless I'm putting specifically an eye cream on, I never specifically target this area. So I have really made a concerted effort over the last 2 weeks to make sure that I'm really getting my moisturizer under my eyes.
And you're doing that with this Clean
Organics? I am with this Clean Organics. And I think it's made a difference. I really do. It says now on the description, it says it takes results in 5 weeks is what it says in the description.
Okay. But, listen, just keep your expectations in check is what it's saying.
I think it's one of the best ones I've tried. And I mean, out of some more, like out of even pricier ones, because I feel like it's doing the retinol plus it has the hydration.
Okay. So what you're saying is I would do my Sunday Riley in the morning and do this one at night.
Yeah. Do this one at night. This has become my nighttime moisturizer.
Okay.
But it hasn't made me break out. It doesn't feel oily or sticky. It doesn't really have a discernible smell. So there's not anything
what do you
that
mean
feels
doesn't really have a discernible smell.
No, it really doesn't have a smell. I mean, okay. I'm sure it has some sort of smell. Everything smells like something.
Does it smell like roses?
It does not smell like roses. It doesn't smell like geraniums. It does not. Okay. It does not. It's just a good, fine smell. And it doesn't, and I do think it's helping with my fine lines. Now it says that it reduces the appearance of age spots, but I'm going to be honest with y'all. I have figured out really nothing short of going and getting that stuff lasered off helps with age spots.
Right, right. Okay.
But I do think it helps in terms of, so that's my big find.
All right. Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah. I was pretty excited about it because I feel like people are always asking for like, what's a more affordable option? Because I get that, like, you know, we would all love to spend the hundreds of dollars on skincare, but sometimes you just need a more affordable option.
Well, we thank you for your hard work and your sacrifice in this area.
I continue to find new ways to hopefully discover the fountain of youth.
That's right. That's right. Okay. What about reading? You reading anything?
So over the weekend, I finished In 5 Years.
I think
I talked about it last week.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It was totally different than what I was expecting. I think I was expecting it to be, I don't know why, because nobody told me this. I think I was expecting it to be more of a romantic comedy type thing.
Yes.
Because the premise reminded me a little bit of What Alice Forgot, which is a book by Beatrice Williams that I love, that I think is such a good book. The premise kind of reminded me of that. So I think I was expecting it to be more like that, and it wasn't. But it was really well written, and it was a really unique way to tell a story, and it kind of took some unexpected turns. And so I have to say, I highly recommend it. I think it's worth reading, but just know it is not a comedy. It is sad at times, but it's an interesting way to tell a story.
Okay.
So well,
I'm still reading Majesty. I'm about halfway through.
Okay. And?
Oh, listen, I'm all in it. I am all in it and committed. Listen, I'm invested. I want to know what's going to happen with Beatrice and Teddy.
Yes.
What's going on with Sam and Marshall? Like, I'm in. Uh-huh. So I will finish that sometime this week. I really am in a place where I don't know that I've ever had more books kind of on deck. I just, there's been a lot lately that I have wanted to read. So I don't know where I'm what way I'm headed next. You know, I bought Transcendent Kingdom last week while we were on the podcast, and I want to read that. And I've heard great things about it. I bought Reading While Black by Esau Macaulay last week also. So I want to read that. And then I have had in my Kindle a Julia Reed book called But Mama Always Put Vodka in Her Sangria that I know is going to be irreverent and funny and all that kind of stuff. So it just depends, I guess, how I'm feeling at the end of
that. What kind of mood? Yes. You have something for all moods.
I do. So anyway, but I've enjoyed reading a lot lately. You know, I'll go through phases, but when I get into a good routine with it, it's a good reminder of how much I love it. It's just sometimes, you know, it's hard to find little pockets to work it in, but anyway, but listen,
that's how I felt.
Yeah. But if you want something that, I would say don't read Majesty unless you've read American Royals. That would just be irresponsible.
Yeah. No.
But if you want something that is lighter and that is easy to kind of imagine because of the premise, but at the same time is just disconnected enough from reality, I think it's really fun. So I think that series is really fun. So
it is. It's a good like kind of break from reality, which I love. I know. So I finished in 5 years, which I wasn't planning on, and I didn't have anything on deck. And so I wasn't sure what to watch. So I'm gonna tell you that I finally watched, and you had mentioned this to me a while back. I watched the David Foster documentary on Netflix.
And what'd you think?
I think that he is a brilliantly talented musician, but I think his personal life is a train wreck.
I was talking about that very thing this past weekend with some friends of ours who also had watched it. And it's so interesting because golly, is he ever a genius? But golly, there, you kind of have to sit back and study that thing a minute in terms of just the relational dynamics on lots of levels.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Like, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's not what you think. And what's interesting about it to me, and I think I said this the first time we talked about it on the podcast, is he does not seem to have any interest in trying to spin his personality to be something that it's not.
No.
You know, he's honest about it, but it's, you think, well, that it could be challenging. That could be challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing because even as I was going through it, I was like, there were so many songs that I didn't even know were his songs, you know, like the Toni Braxton thing. And I don't think I even knew that he had done the Bodyguard soundtrack, you know, like I didn't realize how
one
much
of my all-time favorites.
Of a hand, which is phenomenal, but I didn't even realize what a hand he had in that. But I thought it was so interesting because as we have discussed, from our watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Yolanda Hadid, when she, you know, his one of his ex-wives was on it, I was like, when he said, when things get tough, I run, I'm a runner. I was like, well, I do know that to be true because you would have thought he and Yolanda were living the great love story with their lemon orchard and their glass refrigerator and their baskets. And I don't know what more a person could want.
So many lemons.
So many lemons, but I was like, oh, he does. And then I thought, if you're Catherine McPhee watching this, I don't know why you think you're going to be any different. I don't mean to be a pessimist and I wish them all the best, but I was like, it would be hard to feel like you were really going to be the one that took that deal to the finish line.
She really seems to feel like though, I thought her perspective on it was very realistic and really seems to have identified that he has some things he needs to work through, and she seems to be him in that direction. So it's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. But,
well, I'm glad you watched it.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was really good. And so now I'm wanting to watch, everybody's been recommending to me Ted Lasso, which is on Apple TV.
David loves it.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm in.
Mm-hmm. He said it has a little bit of a Parks and Rec vibe, and he loves it. So,
okay.
I haven't watched one thing, but not a thing, but I encourage you in your efforts as always.
All right. Well, I'm excited. So that is next step for me because I've had so many people recommend it. So that is my plan.
All right. So this week it's your turn to give us five favorites.
Okay. I'm ready.
And so you have five favorites for us. And
I have
be more excited.
I have five favorites. Actually, I kind of have six favorites, but five and six kind of go together. So I feel like I'm just going to, I know.
Overachiever.
Well, I didn't really mean to, but I'm going to explain why in a minute. But let's start with. Well, I know, but they do go together. Okay. So my first one is I love to find new Instagram accounts that I like to follow that I think are, and I don't know what my criteria is. I just, a lot of fashion. I like that, but I also like relatable and I like funny. And so Retha actually, I think, is the one that told me about Next Door Life. And it's Polly and Reagan, and they're two moms that are neighbors and best friends, and they live in Nashville, and they have an Instagram account that they do together. And they post like their fashion finds and sometimes recipes and just whatever. And I just really like them. It's one of my new favorite little accounts to follow. I like their style. Truth be told, I look at them and think, oh, I like seeing how they dress because they're about my age. I don't think they are. I think they're probably 10 years younger than me. But
yeah, that's just where we are. You know,
that's where we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not, but I look at them and think, oh, we're the same age, but mm-hmm. I like seeing the way they put stuff together. Cause I think, cause they live in Nashville, their style's a little bit edgier. So I think it's made me think about like some edgier combinations that I have in my closet instead of my same old thing. Now some stuff they wear, like they're darling, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I wouldn't wear a dress that's that short just because I won't, but mm-hmm. it looks darling on them, but I like them. And so, and this past week they did a whole separate Instagram account that was their Next Door Life closet sale. And they did like a whole online Instagram sale where they sold like some of their like gently used clothes. I didn't buy anything, but I was fascinated to see what they were selling.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, I like them a lot. So that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
My second favorite is that Emily Freeman, who I feel like is the voice that maybe we need to have piped through all of 2020, you know, like just have her like maybe narrating the whole thing would maybe calm us all down.
100%.
You know, if she could just, you know, what's the next right thing? It would help us all.
Listen, just real quick. I won't get into this whole story. No. You know this, I think, but when I went to California back in February, whenever that was. Mm-hmm. for the little writer's retreat / conference thing that I went to. And Emily was our facilitator. Mm-hmm. And the first night there, she asked me a question that I promise broke me down to a level, took me down to my very soul, to the point that I'd call David the next day, like to say, so Emily asked me this, she just went right in. I mean, just like a sharp knife, but not in a harmful way.
No, like in a very soothing, in a Mother very Earth kind of way.
Yeah. Like a butter, maybe like a good butter knife, but it was just like, she just cut right to it. And I was like, oh, this is a gift. Uh-huh. This is a gift she has.
Yeah. So Emily has essentially come up with an autumn playlist that I've been listening to. And I really liked it last week because we had a little front come through. So we had a couple of like rainy, drizzly days, and just to have that playing in the background, it's very soothing and I like it a lot. It just feels like I'm ready to have chili and cornbread and sit and contemplate life. And it's easy to forget that we're in a pandemic and a presidential year and that California's on fire. So right. It's very soothing. So I have enjoyed her autumn playlist. My third thing is our dear friend, Erin Moon, who, you know, I think is one of the smartest people.
Again, 100%.
100%. She has a new podcast that she is doing it's called Faith Adjacent.
Yes.
I am going to tell you that I've loved what she's already done with it, but she has an upcoming one that's going to be on purity culture that I personally cannot wait for.
Mm-hmm. The Hamilton episode, which was her first episode, is essentially like going to Hamilton grad school. Like you have nerded out over Hamilton to any degree, you're going to want to listen to that. You're going to want to, you're going to want to take some notes. Mm-hmm. You might want a new journal. You might want a fresh journal for that Hamilton episode. It is chock full of goodness. And
it's so good.
So good. Yes.
It's and here's the thing about Erin Moon, and I'll just go ahead and say, I don't agree with her on everything. Like, I don't. I mean, and that's fine. I'm comfortable in that. And I'm sure she's not going to lose a minute of sleep over that. But I like the way she presents everything, because sometimes there are people that tell you things that you don't agree with and it shuts you down. But I like the way she says things because it makes me think about things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I like that there's a good balance of like, you don't have to agree with everything. She's not saying it because she wants you to agree with her, but the way she presents it, you're like, okay, here's a way to look at that I hadn't looked at it before. And so I like that.
Yes. I had a conversation with somebody last week where I was like, why does everybody feel like people are trying to change their minds? Sometimes people just need to say, this is how I feel. It doesn't mean that they're trying to, like, if I say that, it doesn't mean I'm trying to change your mind. If you say that, it doesn't mean you're trying to change mine. Like, we just get to say how we feel.
Yeah.
And it's not an indictment against anybody else.
No.
So Erin does a great job of that. I agree.
She does
present things in such a way that there's room to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
Yeah. And I think we need more of that, but it keeps reminding me of, it's the meme where somebody's like, I love oranges. And then somebody's like, you didn't even mention pineapples or blueberries. Like I'm literally shaking. Like, and I'm like, that's where we've all gone. Like, yes. Can't we just say like, hey.
Yeah. I feel that on such a deep level.
Yes.
I really like, do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't there be some middle ground where we say, you know what? Here's the thing. Cause either I'm secure enough in certain areas where I believe that nothing anybody says to me is going to threaten that belief. Mm-hmm. They're fine to have it. Or it's an area where I'm like, maybe I do need to think about that a little bit more, or I don't know. There's nothing wrong with a little gray area. Let's all relax.
Yeah. I like the gray. You know me. I like the gray. I like where there's a little room for doubt. Anyway,
it's fine. If there's ever been a year where I feel like maybe we should all just say, I don't know. I mean, this feels like it. Like, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Mm-hmm. So, okay. Then I'm going to take a hard turn here. And the next three are all clothing items.
Oh, delightful.
One of these, actually maybe two of these I put on. Actually, all of these have been on Fashion Friday recently. But one is the Free People Arden Tee.
Okay.
It is a long sleeve cotton t-shirt from Free People. I'm going to tell you right up front, it's $58. I know that seems absurd. You mm-hmm. may be saying to yourself, that's a dumb amount of money to pay for a long sleeve t-shirt, but that's because you haven't tried it on.
Is this the one that has the thumb holes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It is so good. Okay. So I got it in a small because Free People stuff is always oversized anyway. And so when I got it in, I kind of looked at it and I was like, I don't know, like I'm going to try it on. I'm going to tell you that the sleeves are kind of, they're not baggy, but they're not tight either, but they're long. So like, even when that thumb hole comes where it comes, like you still have lots of sleeve to play with,
right.
You know, like it's yes. kind of long and it's totally long enough. Even the small on me is long enough to wear with leggings and I'm 5'6". So it's plenty long to wear with leggings. And it is just soft and it's just a really good basic. And the white is, I really like the white because I like to wear a white t-shirt and black leggings a lot. I know that's shocking, mm-hmm. but it's not see-through. Like if you wear it with a nude bra, like it's not super thick, but it's also not sheer. But it comes in tons of colors, but it, I can already tell you, like, I'm going to wear the fire out of it. Like it's so good. And now I'm going to be looking for it on sale because I want to get it in other colors.
Okay. Well, I will tell you right now, I just Googled it when you were talking about it
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the apricot color and the hot pink are on sale for $34.80 at Dillard's.
Oh, well, then I'm going to be getting that hot pink for sure. I don't know about mm-hmm. the apricot, but mm-hmm. The hot pink, I mean, it's so good. And I just like to have stuff like that. And I notice Belk a lot of times they'll have Free People stuff
yes.
on sale.
Yes.
But it's just a really good, and it's thin enough that too, when the weather's cold, I could actually wear it, I could wear like a little sweater coat or something over it too.
It's really cute. Well,
it's just a really good basic t-shirt.
Okay.
So, and then on that same line, so I recently discovered, so American Eagle has these leggings and they've renamed them. I don't know why they've renamed them, but they're called the Offline Real Me High-Waisted Legging.
Okay.
That's a long, so they are the softest, most buttery feeling, but they're not cotton. Like they're kind of that, like almost like the Align leggings at Lulu's. So they've got that slickness to them. So like a cotton t-shirt won't stick to them. You know, how sometimes like mm-hmm. you get that, the competing materials and
yes,
they, like, stick.
The competing cottons. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you end up with stuff clinging. So they don't do that. They come in tons of patterns. And colors. I just bought them in black. And I will tell you that when they come in, you're going to open them up and you're going to be like, well, these would fit my dog. You know,
okay.
like they look small, but then you put them on and you're like, no, they totally fit. So I got them in the medium, I will just say. because I was afraid, because sometimes that high-waisted, I wasn't sure how that was going to feel. And I hate for something to come up and makes me feel like it's compromising my rib cage, you know, like where it's like, yes. I can't. You know what I'm talking
about? That's always terrible when your rib cage is compromised. Yes. Yes.
Because I get that we want to suck everything in, but I'm also, I want to breathe. I mean, I'm 49. I have bad feet. I need to let me
right.
breathe.
That's right.
You know? So I probably could have done the small enema just to give you. So if you're, but I will say they're a kind of material. I don't think they're meant to be a workout legging.
Okay.
They're an athleisure legging is what I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Are they, see-through?
They're not see-through, but they're not as compressive. Like if I'm going to work out in a legging, I like probably a little more compression in a legging, which okay. maybe if I had sized down in these, so they're not super compressing, but yet they're flattering. So they walk a great line to me because, you know, some leggings like really suck everything in, but you're like, but I don't want to wear these around all day. But these are like butter soft and so comfortable.
Okay.
And the high waist keeps everything in, but it does not compromise your rib cage.
Well, so what more could you ask for?
That's it. And so I'm going to throw in my number six with this just because American Eagle, sometimes you can get free shipping if you order over $50. So I will tell you that the American Eagle Voop oversized tee is golden.
Is it a V-neck? Is it a round neck?
It's a Voop.
Oh,
the Voop, which I didn't know this. A Voop, I feel like, is a term that maybe the youth use. It's a V-neck / scoop neck oversized tee.
I had no idea.
I didn't either. I didn't know that was called a Voop. And all it makes me think of Salt and Pepper, the Shoop. All I want to do is Shoop. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Shoop, shoop-a-doop, shoop-a-doop. Yeah.
But it's a Voop, but I like it because it's not a V-neck. And it's not a round neck. It's not a crew neck, but it's just a nice.
It's not a three-quarter sleeve. And it's not a full sleeve. It's not a greeny green. It's not a limey green. It's more of a celery green.
Well, and that goes right into my point because I got it in a color that's called Maplewood, which isn't really a brown color. And it's not a true maroon, but it's maroon enough that I felt like I could wear it for game days. And it counts as an A&M maroon or a Mississippi State maroon, but it's kind of a weathered kind of color.
Okay.
It's not a maroony maroon, but it comes in tons of colors. There again, I got the small. It's plenty oversized. Like it's long enough to wear with leggings because it's oversized. It's super soft.
I'm just sitting here shopping while, like, I've put some black leggings in my cart and now I'm looking for the Voop. I'm just.
You want the Voop, is I'm telling you. It is a really flattering. Just, it's a great, like, it almost, like, I love it so much that I know I'll wear it out, but I almost thought maybe I need to order some of these just to have as night shirts. Like, that's how it
oh,
feels.
Oh, that's
like,
high praise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so comfortable. And They're cute. It's just a good basic. And then you can tie, like, it's long enough that if I wanted to tie it in a knot with something, I could. So I could wear it like that, or I could do a little half tuck situation, or I could just wear it long with leggings. It'll be great to layer under stuff, but I could wear it on my own. It's just a really good basic.
You have so many options. You literally have so many options. Literally.
So good.
Listen, you have been a wealth of information today. You came today to serve and to provide some products and some clothing to our listeners.
Listen, I have a lot of time on my hands right now.
Well,
so
we're grateful.
That's what I'm telling you to look and to research. And I really did. It was one of those, when I did my latest closet clean out, I really did an evaluation and I was like, I need some good basics, like the stuff that I'm actually going to be wearing. Cause as much as I love my Mark Fisher booties that I was so dramatic about, I've got to think about what is my real life. And my real life right now is some oversized tees, some long sleeve tees with some thumb holes and some comfortable leggings.
Some long sleeve tees with some thumb holes. And on that note, everyone, we're going to wrap up episode 202.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, y'all. It's always a delightful time. Hello.
Hello. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, okay. Everybody. Out.